Markets higher, coronavirus deaths. I'm John Trout. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street following a seven-day rout brought on by worries the coronavirus outbreak will stunt the global economy. Correspondent Christine Romans.
Goldman Sachs put out a note this morning saying they're expecting zero economic growth in the second quarter. Zero economic growth in the U.S. We know the OECD has downgraded all of its expectations for global growth and said that already you had a weakened global situation because of political crises and trade wars.
The Dow is up 127 points. The NASDAQ and S&P are also gaining ground. Two deaths from coronavirus were reported over the weekend, the first reports of their kind in the U.S. President Trump was tweeting about the virus this morning.
I am meeting with the major pharmaceutical companies today at the White House about progress on vaccine and cure. However, director of the National Institute of Infectious Disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci,
in order to get a vaccine that's practically deployable for people to use, it's going to be at least a year to a year and a half at best.
Bob Costantini, the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that Ken Cuccinelli was unlawfully appointed to lead the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency, and as a result lacked authority to give asylum seekers less time to prepare for initial screening interviews. Correspondent Ariane DeVogue.
The judge has said, look, I want to hear from both sides on March 13th in a few days. And the government said in response last night, we obviously disagree with the court's decision and we'll be looking closely at the decision. One more thing to keep in mind is that the Trump administration has increasingly used these acting designations. And this particular judge, having to do with immigration, he wasn't buying it.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case on whether Obamacare is lawful, taking up a bid by 20 Democratic-led states to save the landmark health care law. I'm John Trout.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe break, it means water damage to your home. Choking mold can result, not to mention the mess. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-loss condition. PhD, professional home doctors, 341-9111.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living. And with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Partly cloudy today, cool, 68 for the high, 51 overnight. and a 20% chance of showers. Northwest wind at 10. Sunny back up to 78 tomorrow, 51 tomorrow night. Northwest wind at 15. And then sunny and 78 on Wednesday, 52 on Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Decent Garner and Hansen, and I'm in studio here live with Russ.
Morning.
Good morning, Russ. And I also have a special guest on the show with me this morning. Very excited about this. Daniel Jackson from Nova Home Loans. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you. Good morning.
So we're going to be talking about, of course, estate planning because this is life, death, and the law. But we're also going to be talking about the financial market. A lot of people are looking at their portfolios and groaning as the coronavirus continues to take toll on their 401ks and their portfolios. But there are good news to be proclaimed as well about opportunities in the market to refinance your home because interest rates are at an all-time low, even though it's interesting. The economy in general over the past year has done fantastic. Most people's portfolios have climbed between 12 and 18% if you have any type of decent planning. But the interest rates on the home is continuing to decline. And I think that's very odd, but it's also refreshing.
Yeah. It's unexpected.
It is unexpected. Yeah. So Daniel's here to talk to us a little bit about that. But before we get too far into that, I want to talk about estate planning and a basic concept that I don't know that we establish very thoroughly as we discuss rules and the actual protocol of going through an estate plan and setting it up. And what I want to talk about is establishing a relationship of trust in advance. And that is actually... It's fundamental for an estate plan to work. You've got to establish this relationship of trust. And there are a couple different types of individuals that you need to establish it with. You need to establish it with some professionals. You need to have an accountant that knows your finances or a financial advisor or an attorney or even a family member that really helps and understands what's going on. So when something happens to you, they're not all left out in the dark searching through this haystack for the needles of assets that you have in order to administer your estate. So in order to just kind of drill this home, I want to talk about a story that occurred back in end of 1988, early 1989, where there was this horrific 8.2 magnitude earthquake, and it happened across the world in Armenia. And so a lot of us have forgotten about this earthquake, but what happened was it killed between 25 and 30,000 people in the matter of 4 minutes. And one town that was struck particularly hard had this school that was flattened. And as soon as it hit, the father of one of the children at the school, he rushed off to the school, and he knew where his child's classroom was because he'd taken him there many times before and he'd visited them. And he'd always promised his child that if anything happens, I'll be here and I'll come back and I'll be here for you. So he starts digging with his bare hands in the rubble of this destroyed school. And, I mean, he's pulling pieces of cement and rebar and removing it piece by piece. And the fire chief shows up and says, sir, you've got to leave. This is a dangerous location. and there's no hope that the school's flattened. And he says, I'm not leaving. You know, I promised him that I would be here, so I'm going to continue digging. The digging went on for 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours. 30 hours later, he's still digging, and he starts to hear some signs of life. And so he calls in, and he says, Armand, is that you? He screams into this hole, Armand, is that you? And he says, yes, Dad, I'm here. I'm here with 13 others. And so now the rescue helpers, they're engaged. And they all start to dig and extract 13 survivors that were there. And, you know, of course, they're dehydrated, they're starving, they're scared, they're injured, they're scratched up. But his son, Armand, kept motivating them to stay alive because he said, my father will be here. I have no doubt he is going to be here. He's told me time and again, and he's promised me that he'd be here. And so he was able to rally these kids to work through this difficulty. And, of course, that's what happened. And when the news reporters asked his father afterwards, what was it that describes this phenomenal energy that you displayed? And he said, it was a promise that I established to my child that I would be there for him. And we need to have that type of relationship. Now, that relationship can be with a lot of different types of people. Most of the time it's within the family. Most of the time it's between the parents and the children. But it's not always that way. Sometimes I've seen great friends come to the rescue of a companion that they've had over years, whether they were just fishing buddies or whether they worked together in whatever job it was before they retired. A lot of different circumstances have come to me, and they've helped out at the end. And I've also seen people with bad intentions swoop in at the final moments of life and influence these people that are vulnerable and take away the inheritance of the children. Wow. And so I've got a couple of examples of those. Of course, I'm not going to mention any specific names or any identifying facts, but one happened just recently where a couple of weeks ago my office was called, and it was for a client that we'd had done estate planning for and updated her estate planning several times over the past 10 years. And we get the call from a neighbor, says, hey, we're here at this nursing facility, and so-and-so wants to, we'll call her Jane Doe. Jane Doe wants to change her estate plan so I can help her because I'm here by her bedside and they need someone that can make medical decisions for her. And okay, that is a legit concern, but she does have an estate plan in order, and so I said, well, her daughter is her healthcare power of attorney. And she says, I know, but her daughter is gone and she's in a northern state, and so I'm here. I'm the one here making those decisions. And I can understand that. Sometimes that occurs.
What?
So I got to look into it a little bit. So I talked to the client themselves, and I say, what do you want to do? And she says, I want to name this person. We'll call her Susie. So I want Susie to be my healthcare power of attorney so she can make decisions. And I say, okay. And so I said, but everything's going to be left the same, right? You know, your will is going to be left the same, your property power of attorney with your bank accounts. Because no, she does need to handle financial, and I can hear Susie in the background. She does need to handle financial decisions too, because she needs to write checks and, you know, pay bills. I say, okay, but the will is going to stay the same. Well, no, I'd like to include her in the will.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. So I said, well, would you mind if I contact your daughter, who's been in your estate plan for the past 10 years as we've been assisting you, and just make sure that everything is okay with her as well. And she says, sure, yeah, you can contact my daughter. She knows that I can make my own decisions. I said, okay. So we reach out to the daughter, and, of course, that rings the alarms that, no, this neighbor is not somebody mom's known for more than a couple of months, and she's taking advantage of this person that's subject to undue influence. And daughter's more than willing to come down from the northern state and participate and fulfill the role that she was assigned to do. So she comes in, and we had paperwork prepared on both sides, both to reestablish mom's original wishes and to change her wishes in case it was the fact that we established, yes, she has capacity and is not subject to undue influence. But in the end, she did not change her estate plan. She died last week, and all was left as it should be, and the daughters received their inheritance. So that's the time we have now before the break. We're going to come back here in a minute. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American-made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm, American-made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts, too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point firearm sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Russ Clark here with big news about Blue Diamond Homes. Amazing manufactured home clearance sale at Rancho Rialto in the beautiful Yuma foothills. Here's my friend, Diamond Dan from Blue Diamond Homes, to tell you more.
This is Dan Esch with Blue Diamond Home and RV, famously known as Diamond Dan. We are now selling brand new double wides in Rancho Rialto Park. That's on 12E and South Frontage Road. It's one of the premier parks in Yuma. Probably one of the greatest opportunities that you'll have to buy a new double wide. We're selling them just virtually at dead cost. You get a year's free rent when you buy a double wide. Besides that, Blue Diamond will take your trade, and you can see the houses right now in Rancho Rialto, all set up, all ready to go.
Amazing savings from Blue Diamond Homes today at Rancho Rialto. Call Diamond Dan at 580-1414. Better yet, stop by Rancho Rialto on 12th Street East in the beautiful Yuma foothills.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling costs as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I am Sean Garner, an attorney with Deason Garner and Hanson. I've got Daniel Jackson from Nova Home Loans in studio and Russ Clark here.
Morning.
So we're talking about establishing relationships well in advance to make sure that when catastrophe strikes, you've got those bonds in place that are going to carry you through and make sure that the plans that you've established are honored. In fact, we've talked about this client that we had for 10 years, and this neighbor was about to swoop in and have her disinherit her children at the last minute.
Oh.
And that's scary stuff. And you hear about it happening all the time. And not to pat ourselves on the shoulder too much, but of course, the children, I was just sitting in my office with them last week, and they were in tears thanking me for having called them and getting them involved when mom was under this undue influence from this neighbor, because that could have had a very, very different outcome. If all we were interested in was turning another case and getting another fee,
right,
then certainly I would have rewritten the plan, collected the fee, and said, hey, you know, she had capacity. I asked her whether or not she knew where she was and what the date was and what city she lived in and who the president was, all these questions that we have established to determine capacity. She had capacity, but of course there's more than that. There's more than just needing capacity to change your estate plan. We as professionals need to establish that the person is not under undue influence. And when we see that, it's not always bright and clear. You sense it.
Did you hear back from the neighbor at any point? Did she try to justify herself or anything? Or
no.
She just disappeared?
Just disappeared. So, which is good, because, yeah, you know, what is she going to say when we hear from her that the plan did what it was supposed to do, and it was carried out, and that was a good result. And, of course, I'm not putting our firm or myself up on that same podium that Armand's dad is in, because, right, you know, that's a whole different thing. He's a hero. But it is that long-term established relationship. And also, having done this a couple of thousand times and seeing it go both right and wrong, where you start to develop this sixth sense. And in that, you start to smell the rat when that occurs.
But you're fulfilling the promise made.
Yes, and it is our ethical obligation to maintain our client's wishes, and sometimes we have to do that against the client's verbal instructions because we know that their wishes are being influenced by
Ouch.
A bad actor.
Yeah.
And sometimes the client, when they fall into those stages of dementia or Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm,
and the children do come in and fulfill the estate plan and have them placed in an assisted living facility where they can be kept safe so they're not wandering in the desert or they're not leaving the burner on at home and the house catching on fire, the client calls me, and this is tough too. The client will call me and say, hey, my children are taking my money, and I want to go back home, and so we'll go out and visit them and reassure them, and that's heart-wrenching, but
sure,
really they themselves are incapacitated, and their children are fulfilling the wishes that they established when they had everything straight and they were operating on all cylinders. So we've got to act on both ends there, and we've done other times too where we've had to go in and we've had this well-established client. And they want to change their will. And they are in their last days. And so I go in and I meet with them. I have everybody leave the room. We have a good conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really looking to read between the lines to see whether or not there's any influence occurring here. And I had one that just happened 2 weeks ago where we went to their home. I'm surprised that people are taken aback when I show up to the house and I said, why are you at the house? I thought that was something of yesteryear where the attorney shows up to the house and actually meets with the person. I said, no, absolutely not. We do home visits, you know. So we do home visits, and that's the nature of our business. Oftentimes people are too sick to come to our office. And even if they're on the border, I'd like to be able to go to their house and visit with them. And in this case, there was a child that had really scorned the parents time and time again. And they wanted to disinherit that child.
Wow.
And so I talked to them. I talked to them in depth about what they wanted to have happen. And we updated the estate plan. And so, yes, a child was disinherited. And that I have full confidence that's what the person wished. They weren't under any undue influence. They did have capacity, even though they were on hospice.
And that's something you become trained in.
Yeah.
Is being able to recognize. Do you get those double checked if you have an issue and you think this person is not capable?
So the double check that we do is I ask the question in about three or four different ways, and make sure that it's not a recital, because if I'm getting the exact same sentence over again, then I can tell that sentence has been fed to them. And that there's some undue influence. But if I ask and I say, okay, now remember, this is what your estate plan says, and who is it that you want to have cut out? And
so you'll ask questions you know the answer to.
Yeah, and they keep coming back to that same person, and I say, okay, and then we go on to a different subject, and I'll say, no, now, again, this person is going to receive this amount of money. Now, is there any reason that you don't want them to have it? And we'll keep coming back to it, and they'll say yes, and they'll come at it from different angles. And when they can come at the same point, the same conclusion, from three or four different angles, you know it's them that is coming to that conclusion. But if they have to go back and recite the same sentence, then it's somebody else that's generally fed that information to them.
And that's powerful enough that if it comes to a court of law where you're challenged, you can say that I did the due diligence and did the checkpoints.
So there's some other checkpoints that we put in there as well. Now, yes, I would... stand up, and that's something that I'm considering. If this gets contested in court, am I going to be willing and in good conscience be able to stand there and say, I did what the person wished? Now, and sometimes it's very uncomfortable because I think this could come to court, and right. It would be easier to leave it alone and just to walk away. But I know that if I do, then they'll probably call up somebody else. Either they'll go online and do the plan themselves, or they'll call a document preparer that won't ask the questions and get in as depth as I am, or another attorney that doesn't have the familiarity with the client that I do, and it'll happen, and it might happen in a way that doesn't result in the client's exact wishes.
Right.
And so I will put my neck out there oftentimes for a client that we've established a relationship over years if it's going to establish their wishes, but I want to make darn sure it is their wishes. It's not somebody else trying to influence them.
So now that you're trained in that, you would help me out if I was incompetent. You would let me know.
I would be right there in a moment. and I would know that you would want to leave me good portion.
There you go. Nothing.
Yeah.
And what about when your kids come to you and say, Dad, you've lost it and I'm taking away your driver's license? And...
Oh, boy. That actually comes up so often. People ask me, how can I establish it where I don't want to have my life prolonged, or I want to go into a nursing home and I want to have my life prolonged to the greatest extent possible? And those are tough issues to address.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, most people want to just have comfort care. They want to live out their natural life, and then they want to let nature take its course and die of natural causes. They don't want to be prolonged on life support in a nursing home for years on end. And so they establish those wishes, and they make it known both in their estate planning and to their children, so their children can honor those wishes.
But the day your kids come to me and say, Dad, today's the day and I'm taking your driver's license, no one goes peacefully.
No, but the planning should be well enough established that they have the authority to do it.
Yeah, it's a tough deal.
It is a tough deal. Generally, we have two physicians that we require statements from them that certify that, yes, I can't make decisions for my best benefit on my own. And that's when the authority is taken from me. And we don't need a court to get involved in that.
You don't?
No, not if you have proper planning put in place.
I'm suing my kids when they come.
I'm sure you will. So, Daniel, before we get too far along...
You're out of time, so we can take a break.
Okay, so when we come back from the break here, we're going to talk about interest rates. We've heard it before that interest rates are at all-time lows, but now we've hit a new low, and that's a good thing. And so we're going to talk about potential benefits that brings with it. So when we come back, this is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Luck is on your side at Quiton Casino Resort's Luck of the Draw Cash Giveaway. Just use your player's rewards card every time you play to earn entry. Then be here on Saturday, March 14th and 28th for your share of $58,000 in cash. Drawings from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. where one winner every 30 minutes will each win $500 cash. Then at 10 p.m., all 10 winners will have a chance to pick the lucky pot of gold that has the $10,000 cash prize. It's time to cash in on your luck at the Q.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm, American made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts, too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point Firearm Sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point Firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Billy Kang, and this is your KY Main News 11 update. President Trump is announcing new screening procedures for the coronavirus on the 20th Sunday. He said that in addition to screening travelers prior to boarding from certain designated high-risk countries, they will also be screened when they arrive in the U.S. It is not clear which passengers from which countries will receive this increased screening, but high-risk countries currently include Italy, South Korea, Iran, and China. Based on CNN's count, using information confirmed by the CDC and state health agencies, there are more than 70 confirmed cases of novel coronavirus in the United States as of Sunday morning. I'm Billy Kang, and this has been a KYMA News 11 Morning Update.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason Garner and Hansen. And I'm in studio here with a loan officer, Daniel Jackson. And Daniel, why do we need to hear about interest rates? What is there that's new and exciting? What benefit could it have?
So we've been hearing over the last year or so about all-time low interest rates, and we've been seeing the rates continue to drop and drop. But now we're actually seeing rates hitting new all-time lows, and we're really, really close to seeing the lowest rates that we've ever seen. With the coronavirus fears and everything that's going on in the economy, I think we'll definitely see uncharted territory for low interest rates coming up soon.
So what are good rates? What was a traditional rate that you see for a loan that was taken out 5 years ago, 10 years ago? What is the threshold for somebody that says, oh, yeah, I've got a loan at this rate, I think it's pretty darn good, I don't need to talk to anybody, but maybe the rates are so much better that they should reconsider that?
Well, if your interest rate doesn't start with a 3, then you should be reconsidering it right now. And pretty soon, we'll most likely be funding loans, even on 30-year terms that start with a 2.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, if I'm at a 4, or... And I probably am a 4, to tell you the truth. I probably have a 4% interest loan on my home. And so... What are the considerations? What are the factors that I need to start lining up to start checking the boxes to see if I'm a good candidate?
Well, there's a lot of factors that go into interest rates. When we look at the average fixed rates, an average is just an average, but there's definitely lots of factors. Your how much equity you have in the house, your credit score, things like that, that will determine whether or not you're getting the lowest interest rates. But if you have a mortgage, you should be talking to somebody and considering refinancing it right now.
So I got a mortgage a year and a half ago, and that's just not that long ago. Can rates have changed that much? And there's a lot of fees that go along with it too, right? I mean, it's going to set me back a little while, and I'm going to have to carry that lower interest rate for quite a long time in order for me to recoup those fees. Or is there something changed that I'm not taking into consideration here?
So a lot of times in when interest rates have changed so drastically, right now we're looking at clients that just bought their home 6 months ago. So 6 months is kind of our threshold. That if
holy smokes.
If you've been in your house for 6 months, most likely we're looking at your interest rate and just seeing if there's a chance to save you money. Now, of course, refinancing does cost a little bit of money. There's closing costs involved. Plus, you're starting your loan term over again, so that's another thing to consider. But a lot of people are looking at shorter term loans. You can change your term not just from a 30 year to a 15, but you can go to a 25 year or a 20 year term. Something that when you're lowering your interest rate, you might actually have a lower monthly payment than you did on your 30 year loan if you go to a 25 or 20 year term at a lower interest rate.
It's really crazy because I have done this before. I've refinanced a home and it's just like found money every month. I've refinanced at a point where I was at 5%, and when I got that, I thought that was a good rate. And historically, it was a good rate. And then refinanced, and I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but let's say that I was paying $2,000 a month for my mortgage, and then it went down to something like $1,500 a month. And I thought, how can this be? I'm getting an extra $500 a month, and my total obligation wasn't any more. And so that's just found money. That's money I can put into my kid's college fund, or more importantly, a sand toy that I've been waiting to get, you know. Right? And it's really fun to do that. Now, it is kind of tedious, right, to go through a loan refinance. What are we looking into? Like, how much paperwork is this? And who bears the brunt of all this paperwork when we're talking about getting our loan refinanced?
Well, it's not as bad as you might think. There's been a lot of recent guideline changes and upgrades in technology to where we just closed on a loan for my cousin. I have a lot of cousins.
Okay.
But one of my cousins we just refinanced on, where he works for a company that has payroll through one of these major servicers. And so because of that, our software is able to pick that up, and we didn't even have to get a pay stub or tax returns or any kind of documentation from him. And then in a certain percentage of cases right now, we're even getting appraisal waivers where you don't even have to get your house reappraised in order to refinance.
So what cases would those be? Like your house has been appraised within the last year, or the county assessor's value says it's this amount? What situation would arise that says I don't have to get my house reappraised?
Well, if you've had a conventional loan on your house before, most likely the old appraisal is in their database, and so they have the information already. And then if you're refinancing without taking too much cash out and you're below 70% of the value, then there's a good chance that you'll get your appraisal waived and it won't have to be done again. So
okay.
Here's a perfect example. Another cousin.
Uh-huh.
You don't believe me, but it is.
No, I believe you have a
bought
ton
his house
of cousins.
In Phoenix. And, I think it was 6 or 7 years ago he bought his house in Phoenix, and now it's gone up in value so much that he was able to refinance, take cash out to pay off his car and a couple of credit card loans. We reduced his term to a 25-year. And now with there was no appraisal required, and with the new lower monthly payment, he's wiped out all that debt. And we're actually ran an analysis for him that said, okay, you've wiped out $750 between your car payment and your credit card. So if you just simply put that back towards the mortgage, you'll have the whole thing paid off in under 6 years.
And what was his time period to have it paid off before that?
He was at 24 years.
Whoa. That's incredible. Well, that's a life changer when you're talking about retirement plans and being able to finance the things that you want to do, whether it's, with me, it's always kids' education as I'm thinking about, but, you know.
Sand toys.
Sand toys, yeah. Well, my kids' education always suffer from my sand toy addiction, but... But, yeah, that's a life changer, because once you get your house paid off, I mean, I'm a Dave Ramsey fan, you get your house paid off and you're free. You sleep better at night. You're free to do what you will with the extra money that you have, and you're not going to lose the house that's over your head. I mean, don't go crazy, of course, but that's the true mark of freedom, is when you're debt-free.
Yeah, and in my cousin's case, the awesome thing was, we're not even increasing the amount that he's paying out every month. We reduced his mortgage payment and paid off the other bills so that the same amount he was paying towards debt, if he just puts it towards his mortgage, he'll have everything completely gone in under 6 years.
Well, we talk about, I'm constantly looking at good habits to establish to better my financial situation so I can save more money and so I can be more responsible with the money that I have, and so I'm not spending more than I'm earning. And it's tough. It is super tough to change your habits. Once you get into a certain spending mode, you've got to attribute a whole bunch of resources and energy into changing those habits. But in this sense, you're actually doing the same thing. What you've got to focus on then is not changing your habits. Continue paying down what you would on a regular basis with the same money coming out, but just allocate it to the other debt that you have or paying off that mortgage. Is that what you're suggesting?
Right. Well, Dave Ramsey talks about the debt snowball. So this is doing the exact same thing, but kind of in an accelerated mode where we snowball everything off, and then you just continue making that extra payment towards just the mortgage.
Right. Yeah. And Dave Ramsey, you know, he's got a lot of wonderful points that apply generally to everybody, and one of them is attack that smallest debt first, because there's this incredible power that comes emotionally when you achieve that first payoff, that first win, that then invigorates you to continue that momentum to pay the next debt off. And in this case, now sometimes that requires not going out to eat as often, right? Or not buying a new car every 5 years, instead waiting 7 years. And like I said, changing your habits. But in this case, when we've got extra money coming in, then we can actually maintain your standard of living and do that. Now, if you were to apply all of those, imagine how that would compound the benefit financially to your family and your portfolio. But in this case, we're getting a major win out of here by simply doing some different paperwork. And the paperwork isn't as complicated as you might seem, because the programs that you have can actually pull the documentation rather than me searching through my files and presenting all those paper copies of the evidence that you need to know what I earn and how much debt I have.
Right. And there's ways of reducing the cost of refinancing as well. If you go with, especially when interest rates have dropped so far, you might just, instead of taking the lowest possible interest rate that you can take a rate that generates enough credit to pay all your closing costs for you and still be saving you money.
How does that work?
So have you heard of paying points?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like paying points in reverse. Paying points means you pay a little bit of extra closing costs to get a lower interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So on the flip side of that, you can take a slightly higher interest rate, which generates points back to you, which we can then use to pay your closing costs for you.
Wow.
So you have your interest rate now at 4.5%,
mm-hmm.
and the market rate is 3.5%. Well, instead of taking the 3.5%, you might go with a 3.6 or 3.7 rate, which will then add it with no closing costs.
What are the typical closing costs?
So between title fees to have your title work redone and lending fees, it's usually about $1,800 to refinance.
Wow, that's actually less than I thought. I was thinking it was more around $5,000. Is that because the technology has made it easier, or what?
Mortgages are a competitive business, and I think just that competition drives the prices down. And it's not as expensive as maybe it once was.
Okay. We're coming up on a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the different options that you have for different lenders when you're talking about refinancing and how you might get different answers from different lenders. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Nobody's gonna love this store.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Sound familiar? Of course it does. Lyrics made famous by Lennon and McCartney. Have you ever experienced sensory deprivation floating? Well, picture yourself in a boat on a river. Sensory deprivation floating is finally available to you in the Yuma foothills at the all-new Herbs to Oils in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Sensory deprivation floating can relieve stress and tension, may ease joint pain, and if you're willing, free your mind. There's only one place to experience sensory deprivation floating in southwestern Arizona. Herbs to Oils in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Herbs to Oils is all about holistic health with all natural herbs, oils, and supplements, therapeutic massage, pure drinking water, and Yuma's only sensory deprivation floating in the Yuma foothills in the new Fortuna Palms Plaza. Call 928-955-0041. Online at herbs2oilsyumaaz.com.
The past meets the present at the Yuma Air Show on Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th. Join us at MCAS Yuma for jaw-dropping military and civilian aerobatic performances, live music, food, and so much more. This event is free and open to the public. Want a VIP experience? Upgrade to premium seating at YumaAirShow.com. Sponsored by Fly Yuma International Airport, Millionaire, Yuma Sun, KYMA, KSWT, Fox 9, and Intravision.
It's tax time. That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure. Just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient location. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Always may vary by location.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
The Dave Ramsey Show is brought to you by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen, helping families put legal planning in place. For more information about Deason, Garner, and Hansen, visit DeasonGarner.com or call 783-4466.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason, Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner, attorney at Deason, Garner, and Hansen. And we're here with Daniel Jackson of Nova Home Loans. He's a loan officer. He's been in town. How long have you been in town doing this, Daniel?
12, 13 years.
Okay. Now, you are from originally the Valley up in Mesa area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what brought you down to Yuma?
The job, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, there was opportunity in Yuma. At the time, I came down here with one of the home builders and was doing mortgage loans for all their new construction.
Mm-hmm. So has the job worked out for you? Have you enjoyed being a loan officer? Are you looking to get into something different? I've got a paralegal position.
Yuma's been great to my family.
How are you doing? And you're going to have to just put your pride in your pocket here. or your humility or whatever, because I'm going to ask you some straight out questions. How are you doing in comparison to other loan officers in the area and the state as far as the amount of people you're able to assist in getting refinances and new loans? I know that's a tough question, but you've got to know how you're doing in relation to other people.
I don't know how to answer that.
You don't?
No, we just focus on our own clients and our own business.
But you help out more than most, right?
We're busy, for sure. Yeah, we're definitely busy.
Because I always see you going to Hawaii and other places.
That's my wife's doing. That doesn't have anything to do with
But I know your wife, and she says it's because you're doing so well in the loans that you do, as far as when you do the top of your your area, then you get rewarded for that. And you've been consistently ranked in the top of the loan officers in your area.
Well, we have trips. The company sends you on a trip every now and then to as a retreat. Sometimes
uh-huh.
you have to have a little distance from the business to keep perspective on life.
So Daniel, I know him personally, and I can speak on his behalf, and he is one of the top loan officers in the area. And the reason that he is, so you won't have to say this yourself, the reason that he is because he doesn't just say, here's a list of items that you've got to go do, bring this all back to me, and we'll figure it out, and then puts the onus of all of this work and putting together the papers so you can get it done. He actually works the loan. He actually helps you find out what it is, if you need to get your credit score to that point where you can get the interest rate that it needs to be. He does research on that, and he helps you when you bring in the pile of paperwork, finding the documents that you need, and giving you a very specific list of those additional documents, or using the technology that he has to make it easier on you and find the information, the evidence of your income, the evidence of your ability to repay these loans, and get you in that loan that could help you out and change your financial world. And so there's a big difference between just walking into any ordinary financial institution and having the right loan officer supporting you and in your corner advocating for the deal that is going to benefit you. Tell me just generally, what are some of the criteria that you need, that someone should look for in establishing a relationship with a loan officer?
Well, I'll tell you this. So I've been in the mortgage business for close to 20 years now. The last 10, almost 10, with Nova Home Loans. Nova is one of the largest private mortgage banks in Arizona. And just because of so I've worked for community banks, I've worked for mortgage brokers. I've done this a lot of different ways, and Nova has one of the best setups I've ever seen as far as having access to the lowest interest rates, the best programs, just the investor relationships. They're big enough to be able to qualify for wholesale-type discounts and be able to offer the best deals, and not so big that it's a big, overblown corporate structure type of thing. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And I'll go to, you know, certain places because of the people that are there. For example, I've lived in different towns, and I've gone to, sometimes I'll go to Home Depot where there's a Lowe's right next to the Home Depot, and I'll go to the Home Depot every time because I know that there's certain people there, or they've been able to work a mentality in with the employees that they have there where they'll come to you to ask if you need help, and they'll actually know where to find the piece that you're looking for, or the home improvement supplies that you're looking for. And in other towns, it'll be Lowe's. And so it's not necessarily just the organization. Now, I'll give it to you granted that Nova is a great place, but it's also the individual that invests in their clients, both emotionally, because it is a big thing emotionally for people to go through and refinance and be there and support them, and then also to know all the ins and outs, know what obstacles they're going to run up against before they do, to prepare them to say, okay, are you really ready to do this? And we're not going to hide the ball as far as the fees. There are fees. It's not just because you aren't having to write a check for $1,700 there's not some fees incurred here. So explaining that out and having that transparency be out there on the table and then saying, okay, now with all of this out there, is this something you want to do? And let the numbers talk for themselves, but also let the emotions, the amount of resources that you're going to have to spend, is that going to be a good investment for you? And so on a personal level, that's been something that has generated a lot of your success, is because you invest in people. You don't just invest in the concept or the idea. You invest in the person.
I do what I can.
So tell me, when I come to you and I want to refinance, what can I expect? What advice would you give me? Where do I start? What kind of the first couple of things I need to look into?
So everything starts with the conversation. Probably similar to when people are working with you, you realize that anytime you're doing a mortgage transaction, whether you're buying a house or looking at refinancing, it's going to be a big deal, and there's emotions involved and it's a lot of money. So everything starts with a conversation. So normally we'll start over the phone, just going through a quick questionnaire, gathering information, and then we'll set an appointment for you to come into the office and sit down one-on-one.
So the questionnaire, is it done online? Is it done over the phone?
It could be done online. It could be done over the phone. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. And so where would I find this questionnaire? If I want to... I'm listening to the radio right now. I want to jump online. I want to tell Siri to find it. I want to tell Google to find it. Where do I go?
So the easiest way would probably be the website, yumalender.com.
Okay.
You can also just call the office, 726-7266.
726-7266.
There you go.
726-7266. And who's going to answer when they call?
Well, the receptionist will answer. You just ask for anybody on the Jackson team.
Okay. So you've got several people working for your team. So how does that work?
So I have a couple other licensed loan officers that work on my team just to make sure that if I'm here talking to you or talking to somebody else, that there's someone there to answer the question right away.
And you're overseeing the whole project,
right?
But they're there, they're experienced, they know what to do to bring all the paperwork together. And so when somebody calls and you're not particularly there for them because you're giving your full attention to someone else, they're still getting the service that they need.
Right.
Okay. How many people are on your team?
If you count loan officers, we have 3.
Okay.
And then all the back office staff, there's about 30.
Wow. Why so many?
There's a lot of details and paperwork that goes into the process. And I think the philosophy on customer service is you give better service if there's somebody there to... The more employees there, the more... you're able to serve.
Mm-hmm. I have currently 13 paralegals.
Wow.
And some people see that as just dishing off the work. Mm. And for me, it's because I want a live person to answer the phone every time someone calls. I'm a big believer in technology. But when I call, it does my heart good when I hear a human voice and I can tell them what I need instead of pressing 6 if I fit this certain category. And it seems like you've got the same setup.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, that's all the time that we have for this week. You need to establish a relationship with professionals if you want something done right. It's the relationship that matters, not only the professional. And so we encourage you to do that. This is all the time we have. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.